Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 15.
Welcome to RestaurantUnstoppable.com. Listen to successful restaurant professionals as they discuss the tools, tactics, and services they use to better lead, manage, and market their restaurants. Join our community and make your restaurant dreams unstoppable. Here's your host, Eric Cacciatore.
Yo, what's going on, all you unstoppable restaurant professionals? It's me, your host, Eric Cacciatore. And guess what today is? It's Authority Thursday. That's right, my first ever Authority Thursday, and I can't wait to hit play. So if you're asking yourself, what is Authority Thursday? It is what I'll be using going forward on Thursdays to have somebody on the show who is an expert in whatever field will be, or whatever topic we'll be discussing. It could be, like, for example, today, CRM, digital marketing, or leadership, or positivity coaches, or service coaches, somebody who may be an author of a book that I would love to have you guys listen to or read. So this is just a few of the examples of what we'll be doing with this day, and I really think that it will help get the most value out of this podcast for you, and I really, really hope you guys enjoy it. So here it is. Sit back and enjoy today's show, the first ever Authority Thursday. Today's guest is the founder of NextRestaurants.com. NextRestaurants.com aims to become the primary destination for tools, tactics, and trends in the restaurant marketing industry. They focus on highlighting new ideas and resources, as well as success stories of restaurant chains using digital tools to engage consumers and cause greater loyalty. With excitement, please allow me to introduce today's guest, Brandon Hull.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Brandon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I love Saturday mornings. In the introduction, I mentioned digital tools. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on digital tools so our listeners kind of get a better feel of what you're all about?
Yeah, digital tools is just about anything that a restaurant relies upon to touch guests, to reach out to them, to attract them, to engage them, to communicate with them. That's beyond face-to-face. So you obviously have your restaurants that are you've got your servers wanting to build rapport with people, maybe even your management team build a rapport with customers when they're in venue. Digital tools are anything that, from social media to email marketing to even the digital signs in some restaurants, to SMS marketing, anything that you do as a restaurant to communicate with folks in a digital manner, non-face-to-face.
Awesome. Great explanation. And what's really different about Next Restaurants is that they give a completely objective breakdown of products and services. And that's why you resonate so much with me, Brandon, is because there's so many products and services out there, and I specialize in trying to help the indie restaurant. And these people, these owners of the indie restaurants, they don't have the time in their days with all the things they're responsible for to filter through all these products and services that are literally popping up every day. So yep. What you do for them is you do all the hard work. So instead of having these people go through and find every product and service that's out there, they can just go to your website and have you do the work and then give your honest opinion on what's out there and what works and where you can get your return on investment. So it's really a great product and it really saves people a lot of time and it's good stuff. So
thanks, Eric.
No problem. Are you ready to make restaurant dreams unstoppable?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm sure you'll be great. I like to start every interview off with a success or leadership quote, or it could be a mantra to kind of get the positive motivational ball rolling. So what do you have for us today, Brandon?
Anything worth doing is worth doing right. That's by Hunter S. Thompson, although a lot of people have said variations on it, but I've always loved that one.
And you absolutely do it right at restaurants or nextrestaurants.com. Everything is real clean, easy to read through, well put together, and very professional. You really make it a very painless process. So today we're going to be talking about CRM. What is CRM?
Well, CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management, and it's a term that's existed in the B2B world, or the business-to-business world, for a long time. And basically, it entails what an organization does to build a profile and a database on the customers and prospects that it serves. That database may include every transaction that the business does with other businesses. It may include profiles on who the key players are. Obviously, it includes, because it has to for financial reporting, how much they spend and so forth. But again, it's largely existed in the business-to-business world. What we're now seeing, really, I would say, taking hold in 2013, but I think this year it's going to become mainstream, is the notion of CRM in the restaurant world, where restaurants are building profiles on their VIPs and maybe even a larger percentage of their customer base, and being able to interact with them and get to know them in ways that they have never been able to digitally. They've always tried to do this in a face-to-face way and engaging through servers and through managers, but now it's possible to do it digitally, and that's what I'm pretty excited about for the industry.
Exactly, and it's really not a new concept. Restaurants have been using CRM as long as restaurants have existed. These are your black books, your reservation book, VIP lists. We've always, or good restaurants, at least you should have been collecting information on these guests. So when they come in, you know what tables they like to sit at, you know what preferences they like, you know if they're with their wife or with their mistress. These are all examples of things that we have always been kind of paying attention to deliver that ultimate service. But now with technology, we can do it at such a higher level. It's like, you know, a reservation notebook, or, you know, your VIP notes on steroids. Yep. You can literally just absorb all this information. And I heard someplace, and I can't remember, that the human, the average human is hardwired to only be able to manage about 120 relationships in their life. Mm. Well, so you can only really know about 120 people inside and out, and have that connection with them and manage those kind of relationships. But what about the other 2,000 people that come into your restaurant on, you know, multiple occasions? You can't manage all those relationships, but with services and technology like CRM, you absolutely can, and it's all recorded and right there for your servers and bartenders and everybody to review before that customer comes in.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
So how is CRM today different from CRM yesterday? How does it work?
Well, I think a lot of restaurants have, maybe not a lot of restaurants, but there's a subset, a percentage of restaurants who've done a really good job over the years of getting to know their most important customers, the ones who visit the most frequently, and what their preferences are. I mean, if you think back, remember the show Cheers, and how everybody knew their name. I mean, you were known by the management team, by the ownership team of restaurants. I mean, so there's some restaurants that do a really good job of this, but you just can't scale that up, first of all. And second of all, it hasn't been a digital thing. It's not been really possible to do it from a digital standpoint. So what's available today versus what existed, you know, years ago, is that restaurants can build a profile, so to speak, across their entire customer base if they choose to, and know in a pinpointed way what they eat, when they eat it, how frequently they visit, if they come with other people based on their spend, and what specific entrees. I mean, even if you don't look at the guests, you look at what intel it gives you on how you run your restaurant. Mm-hmm. What specific entrees seem to drive people back into the restaurant more quickly than maybe other entrees would, and not just what products are selling the most, but what are the most profitable mm-hmm. products on your menu. I mean, the things that you can know when you digitize your transactions, and you don't just get the broad view from day to day of what your total sales were as a restaurant, but you look on a transaction by transaction basis. The things that you can know today, you could not know 5 years ago. Let alone 10 years ago or more. That's what's really exciting about it. And you can automatically, as a result, build, as I keep mentioning, this profile of your customers at the same time, which means you can personalize the experience for them should you choose to.
Yeah, it's really, really impressive how much we can learn our customer today. And so just to break it down for the layman out there like me who is still learning about all this stuff. I'm, you know, my name's Joe. I come in, I give you my credit card, and Joe's credit card says, you know, it has all, you know, the identification of that credit card. And from that information, it you just know what past transactions I've had, what I've ordered, what time I ordered it, how much I spend, and it just collects all this information just from, you know, that information on your card and just stores it. And you can also store information in other ways too, like once it's there and in the system by name, if you call and, you know, say, you know, I'm Joe Smith and I want to make a reservation, you throw Joe Smith in there and it will recognize Joe Smith with that credit card and that phone number. And these are other ways that it recognizes that guest, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. You know, today, the best way to think of it is today is you're most likely to be able to use this at the point of transaction, unless you ask customer the right questions when they sit down. Let's say it's a casual dining experience. If it's fast casual, you're going to know this detail about the customer at the point of transaction and after the transaction, and it can fuel how you market to them. What's going to start to roll out even more in 2014 is your ability to recognize customers from the moment they walk in the mm-hmm. door.
And it goes even before that, from the moment they call to make a reservation.
Exactly.
Like, you can say, oh, Mr. Joe Smith, would you like your usual table? And is this going to be a celebration for your birthday? Like, you yep. know before they even say anything. And that really floors these people. They're like, whoa, these yep. guys are on it. They must love me if they know all this stuff about me. So it's a really powerful tool. I'm kind of getting lost in conversation here. Have we discussed the impacts of CRM with email marketing yet?
We haven't talked about that one yet, but we've started to broach on it just a little bit. I mean, but think of it this way. If you subscribe to many, as a consumer, if you subscribe to very many email lists or e-clubs or VIP clubs with restaurants and you're on their email list, the reality is you get the same offers as anybody who could walk in the door and ask if they have any specials. You don't get treated really too much differently other than the fact that you might have given your birthday and you're probably going to get a coupon on your birthday, although the coupons are all pretty much the same. But the restaurant doesn't know a whole lot about you. There's not a whole lot that restaurants are doing with those email lists that get them to know in a very specific way who those customers are. Mm-hmm. Imagine a world, if you ran a restaurant, where your email list is not just a bunch of people that you send the same message out to times 5,000 or 5 million, however many are on your list, but you can pinpoint and segment your list based on how frequently they come, what items they purchase, what days they visit on, and sending them a different message based on those factors. And then also knowing what triggered the response in them to come back in. In other words, mm-hmm. what was it that got them to come back in? You can mix up those offers and even measure when they come back in the door to visit again, or when, like you said, when they call back in to place an order. You can measure everything successful or effectiveness by segmenting things that much more specifically. So instead of blast messages, it's very pinpointed, customized, personalized. The restaurant benefits, and me as a consumer, I'd much rather have an email drop in my inbox that's relevant to me. You know, wouldn't you, Eric?
Absolutely. And this is all really powerful stuff, guys. I hope you're taking notes. And not to get too far off subject, but it goes a little bit further with what's happening today. You know, the future wallet is going to be somebody's phone. And mm-hmm. With phones and how they're able to track phones nowadays, it's going to go even with all this information that you're collecting on your customer and being able to track where your customer is because they're likely going to have their phone on them. If they get in within a certain radius of your restaurant, all these systems are going to talk to each other and your system's going to know, hey, Mr. Joe Smith is only 5 miles away and we're running a special on fish tacos and he loves fish tacos. Let's shoot him a message saying, hey, have you had a fish taco lately? You know, he's going to be like, oh my God, I'm right down the street. I got to go get a fish taco. And that's kind of getting off subject a little bit. That's more, I can't remember what's the term for that?
When you're doing geo-targeted ads?
Geo-targeted ad, yeah. So that's a slightly off topic, but it's all going to pull from this data that you're collecting with CRM.
So those worlds will collide. I can promise you those worlds will collide. To just stay off topic for just a second, there are companies out there that can take your email list and run it through a Facebook tool and then partner with you to send very specific targeted sponsored ads to those members of your email list on Facebook. assuming they use the same email on Facebook that they use to join your list with.
Yeah.
And you can even measure the return rates of people that are coming back to see you that joined your email list, and now, oh, hey, suddenly they're seeing a sponsored post in their Facebook feed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the things that you can do in that way and geo-targeted are... These worlds will all be colliding here soon, too.
It's a really exciting world out there right now, what's happening. Let's talk about how we can use this information when the customer is in your restaurant, sitting in the chair, and how it creates opportunities for your servers and bartenders to upsell during that interaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's one of the fears that I know a lot of restaurant people have, is that all of this data and all of this digital stuff is going to make the restaurant experience more impersonal. And the reality is, it's just the opposite. I mean, if you think about it, the more data that you can collect and know about people, that's appropriate data, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's transaction-based. It's based on them visiting your location, all of that. If that can fuel the types of messages and the types of interactions your servers have, that's going to be a better customer experience.
Exactly.
I mean, the server's not going to say, well, based on the fact that you've been here four times over the last 4 weeks, I know that you prefer the ribs. I mean, they're not going to say that. That's creepy.
Yeah.
But if the servers are trained to know how to use the information that you're pulling from these transactions, imagine a server or a manager being able to say, hey, Joe, we appreciate you coming so frequently. It's great to have you in. And just want to let you know, we know you love the ribs, but hey, I wanted to give you a sample of this for you to try for next time you stop by, or for today's visit. I mean, even small little moments like that, where the server interaction can be shaped by the data you've collected in the past, you can make that experience much better. The example I gave is more of a casual dining experience, but I mean, it can work with cafes, it can work with fast casual restaurants, it can really work with just any type.
Well, my focus here at Restaurant Unstoppable is on the indie restaurant owner, so you're more likely to have that repeat customer at this type of restaurant, especially at one location, because you know you likely don't have more than one location. So it's not a bad thing if you're a server who's been there for a couple of years and you know the people, saying, hey, it's just a reminder. You know, it's all stored right there on the POS system, so you can go through and just be like, you know, really just be on your game. And you don't have to make it seem creepy. You can just say, you know, say if they order the haddock and there's a halibut special, and the halibut special might be, you know, an extra $2. You can say, hey, we're running the halibut. I know if I remember, you like ordering the fish, right? So maybe you should try the halibut. And you can even just like recommend certain, like maybe if you know there's a wine that pairs well with that halibut, now you have the opportunity to upsell or suggestive sell on the wine. So you're just creating opportunities for yourself to just, you know, jack up that price and to create more revenue for your restaurant.
Completely agree. And if you know the frequency of a customer and what their preferences are, I mean, and you know that they come alone, that creates upsell opportunities either face-to-face or digitally, you know, email or whatever, and encouraging them to bring a friend with them the next time they come. I mean, it can influence a lot of interactions that you have with them. Yep, good point.
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the return on investment, because there's so many options out there right now. There's so many different companies that are doing this. In your professional opinion, which services provide the best return on investment?
Well, some of it depends on I'm going to qualify my statement here, my answer, with what depends on what you're trying to accomplish as a restaurant. I mean, sometimes we get too excited about certain technology that we want to quickly implement it, and then we just realize as restaurant operators, maybe we just don't have the time to peel through all the stats and the data that this package might provide us. I mean, the tool is great, but that doesn't mean the tool is right for me right now with my staffing and my resources, that sort of thing. A restaurant really has got to think through what kind of time they can dedicate to peeling through some of the data that they'll pull from any sort of restaurant CRM that they implement. But I do have a couple companies in mind, but that's the biggest consideration, is a restaurant's got to think through what if I sign up for some company like this, even if it's not an incremental new dollars that I'm spending, you know, restaurants have limited dollars and low profit margins. I got to think through if I have the time now to sort through all of I'm creating more work for myself, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I got to think through that.
Yeah. So I guess you're kind of going to the next question I had written down here, is like, how do you find the right service for you? So like, what is that, what you're kind of talking about right now, or?
Yeah, just to some extent. I guess the biggest issue, yes, what's the right service for me based on the type of restaurant model that I have, you know, whether it's a cafe or a fast casual, casual dining, that sort of thing. And if I'm sending servers out to help my customers, they're sitting down and I'm handing a menu in front of them. And it's that sort of interaction, that casual dining experience, that's a little bit different than just a walk up, place the order, walk out type of quick transaction, right?
Exactly.
So you have to think through those issues a little bit. But the bigger issue is anytime that you're signing up for any kind of service in life that's going to give you a lot more information than you previously had, you have to sort through, okay, do I really have the time and inclination and the interest in sorting through all this information it's going to provide? Some people don't. Some people get excited about the idea of it, but really don't have the attention span to sort through what it's going to tell them.
Yeah.
Having said that, my goal, not working for any of those restaurant CRM providers, is to persuade restaurants to think that way and to be willing to invest the time because the payoff is huge.
Exactly. So, like you said, the invest the time, the payoff is huge. Is there any advice? Can you narrow it down to say maybe like 4 or 5? Services that are out there to kind of help save on that time to like really limit our listeners' time so they can, you know, kind of take a big chunk out of the time they're going to invest into finding the right service for them.
Absolutely. The two companies that I tend to make the most recommendations of are Swipely, which is based on the East Coast, based back in Rhode Island. They are succeeding with, I think it's well into the thousands of restaurants now, and it is a card link system that replaces your merchant card processor. It's spelled Swipely. Amazing, amazing product. I've had it demoed for me, and I've seen it in use, and it's mind-blowing. I'll leave it at that because I'm going to sound a little too crazy if I keep saying too much about it. I think people can look into it if they're really interested.
I was recently at the Boston or New England food show, and I think that they had a stand there. I was talking to them, and it is really impressive.
Yeah, it's insane the data that they can glean on a profile or on a guest profile basis and how that can fuel your decisions, even as an indie restaurant. In fact, that's where they specialize, is indie restaurants. It's not some big chain tool. It's a true indie play. It's pretty amazing. The other one is a West Coast company called POSIQ. It's POSIQ .net is their website. But they're a POS integrated solution. And the insights that they can give you at the POS level, on an item level, on a promotions that you run level, to make sure that every one of your promotions is profitable, and at least to give you insight from a data standpoint on how profitable they are when you run, you know, a 2-for-1 or a $5 off $20 ticket type of promotion. They can tell you how successful these campaigns are. Those are the two that I've been most impressed with. But I'm telling you that there are a handful of others out there that are doing some pretty amazing things. Those two seem to be the most comprehensive that I'm most impressed with so far.
Excuse the suspenseful music, but this is important. If you guys want to learn more about these products and services that we talk about during these episodes, that's what the show notes are for. www.restaurantunstoppable.com, where you can find all the links of what we're talking about right there in the show notes, so you guys can take it a step further to do some research and find out if anything we're talking about is right for you. Now, back to the show. Are these two services, are they adaptable to fit certain restaurant concepts?
Yeah, POSIQ in particular has worked with sports bars. They've worked with cafes. They've worked with casual dining indie independent restaurants, just about any type. And then Swipely, I know, is in – I personally know that they're in a wide variety of different types of concepts. Yep.
Yes. All right. Awesome. So if our listeners want to learn more about CRM, are there any resources out there that you can suggest? I can think of one resource I would suggest, which is nextrestaurants.com. But is there any other resource out there that, you know, can help our listeners kind of save time and gather knowledge on what's out there to help them get the most out of their restaurant?
Yeah, there are a few companies that their own company blogs, they do a pretty good job. Even if you never want to sign up for their service, there's a few companies that do a pretty good job on their blogs of educating restaurants about how to put in place a restaurant CRM or some of the ins and outs of loyalty programs that I think are important. We do have an ongoing series that is literally called Getting Started with Restaurant CRM. When you get to our main page, nextrestaurants.com, you scroll down hardly at all, you'll stumble across it very easily. We highlight where it's at. And it's a 7-part series. We're 3 parts into it right now, but we also have 2 or 3 side subjects going on that subject. We've got, you know, how you can make good marketing decisions with restaurant CRM, how to select a vendor, the process you should go through. We've mentioned several vendors on that page besides the 2 that I've mentioned. We've made the business case for it. But even if you go to these companies, you know, like I mentioned, Swipely's, 5stars.com is another, that's a loyalty marketing provider based out of the Bay Area. They've got a really good blog that educates people on how to get the most from your loyalty program or your restaurant CRM as well.
You said that was 5stars.com?
5stars, yep.
All right.
FIVESTARS.com.
Sorry if you guys can hear my typing in the background. 5stars.com. I got to save that one for future reference. Thank you for sharing.
You bet.
All right. So let's see. I think we touched upon everything I wanted to discuss with you today. I want to give you an opportunity to call somebody out. Who is one person in the industry that you think would be an amazing contribution to our community here at Restaurant Unstoppable?
Oh, you know who I would love for you to talk to, just because I think your listeners think he's a ton of fun. Maybe some of them have even worked with him before, is Mark Marino. Mark Marino is a restaurant consultant. He's been an operator for many, many, many years. Very, very digitally savvy. So he's, active on social media, but he's just a fun, good guy to talk to based on the East Coast. But, his website's foodshow.com, foodsho.com.
Right.
And, he's literally in, you know, a couple dozen or so restaurants any given week. He's just a go, go, go guy and he sees a lot.
Awesome. Well, you hear that, Mark? I'm after you. I'm gonna connect some way, somehow, and try to get you on the show and have you join this community of you know, restaurant professionals just trying to rise together and give each other some support. So,
but
all right. So this is your chance to shine. Give yourself a plug. How can we connect with you? And what are your plans for the future?
More content, more good practical how to stuff. We get interesting little one off requests here and there. Via email for this topic or that topic. So just out of fun, there's some content that we'll be publishing here soon, some how-to content, how to leverage Snapchat, how to leverage Pinterest better than a lot of restaurants are doing it today. We get a lot of how-to requests, but if you go to nextrestaurants.com, that's the best way to reach us. There's a full about page. It gives you the whole origin of the company and what we're all about. And I, you know, although I say company, really, we're a resource. You won't find anywhere on that website a product for sale. We really, truly want to provide value to the restaurant industry in the way of how-tos and ideas and news that we think is relevant that they need to know about. So that's the best way to catch us.
Awesome. And you know what, Brandon, you've been an incredible guest today, and I was really looking forward to, I mean, this concept of having you on the show was, you know, secretly been a goal of mine for a couple of months now, just because I know you know yourself and I know you can really help people benefit and grow their restaurant. So you were great. I would love to have you back on again. You mentioned how people are really starting to use Snapchat and Pinterest and even Vine. These are
yep.
some awesome, awesome social media tools that are free at your disposal and just really help you build community around your restaurant, guys. So maybe
yep.
in the future I'll have you back on and we can dive excuse me, a little further into those subjects. Thank you again for coming on the show. You were amazing, and you're going to make some restaurant dreams unstoppable just from the content you shared. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric.
Whoa. The first Authority Thursday, and we get knowledge bombs like that dropped on us. I'm so excited I decided to work this segment into the show precisely for this reason, that there are so many people out there that are just really knowledgeable about what's happening in our industry. You guys need to know what's happening. You need to take advantage of these opportunities. There's such a return on an investment. You can really just get the most out of your business if you use these tools that are increasingly becoming more and more affordable every day. But the trick is, some of the points I wanted to point out here, the trick is you've got to use them. You can't just build a house by holding a hammer. You got to swing it. So if you buy these tools, you have to make them go to work for you, and you have to gather the information and use them and make sure your employees are using them too. So that's just a very important thing I wanted to point out. I hope to have more guests like Brandon on the show during Thursdays. Maybe not every Thursday at first, but as we build up some more momentum here, use my website, www.restaurantunstoppable.com, to reach out. Maybe I can connect with somebody who you think would be a good guest for Authority Thursday. Man, I need to get practice saying that. Or hit me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. Connect with me. Tell me what you want. Don't forget, I am here for you. Until next time, peace!